I'm thankful for my family, my wife and children, my mom, my brothers and sisters, my niece and nephews.
On this Thanksgiving holiday, I'm most thankful for my family and my health and their health as well.
I'm thankful for having my family and being around family Thanksgiving. The season for giving, you get to sit around and watch football on TV and have fun with your family members and eat good.
You know, I think in times like right now, you know, I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for, you know, them constantly being there for me and providing me with guidance. I'm thankful for my teammates and this organization. You know, things aren't easy right now for us, but, you know, guys have continued to stay together, continue to bond together, and they're thankful for, you know, the guys in there that are leaders and work hard and continue to fight for one another.
I mean, it's coming around to that season of giving, so it's my chance to be on the giving end of that. So I'm trying to give as much as I can to family, friends, people in need. So when I was in need, it was a lot of blessings coming my way. So now it's kind of my turn to give back. So I'm really looking forward to it this year more than any other.
I'm most thankful for my family and probably mostly my little girl, my 15-month-old daughter, Annabelle. She's the best.
I'm thankful for everything I have. Everything I have, I look at it as a blessing. I can always be in the worst situation, but right now everything is great. It's a blessing to be here.
I'm thankful for my family and really having the opportunity to play this game. You know, everybody don't get a chance to play this game. So I'm really thankful for that and thankful for this year.
Thanksgiving memories as a boy, I would say everybody, the whole family gathering and at my grandmother's house, my father's mother, and just having a ball, eating, enjoying each other's company, and just watching some football.
You know, every Thanksgiving, me and my dad and my brother always go hunting, you know, and, you know, it was always, you know, back then, you know, you didn't think of, you know, being, you know, that great, and but now as you look back, you know, it was a great time to spend together, a great bonding time between father and son and brother.
You know, when I was little to, you know, maybe I was, you know, early teens, we used to go to my Aunt Bertha's house, and, you know, me and mom and dad would go over there, and, you know, it'd be so much family over there, such a good time, you know, meet new people every year. It was just a great get together.
It's got to be waking up in the morning, you know, just smelling all the great food, either mom or grandma's cooking, you know, just that first smell, you jump up and, you know, you go see, then they tell you it's not ready yet, so, you know.
Eating way too much food and then playing football in the backyard. I mean, I think everyone's, you know, out there eating way too much turkey and mashed potatoes, stuffing, all that good stuff. So probably that and trying to play football on a full stomach.
Throwing around a pigskin in the front yard and eating a lot until you know, shut it down, take a nap. Pretty much the same thing I'm looking forward to doing tomorrow.
I'm going to have everything mama cook, and how many plates, I can't tell you that. We have to wait and see.
Hopefully it's some turkey and some ham and some candy yam, my favorite, and sweet potato pie.
On Thursday, my girl, she's from New Orleans, so I'm going to have stuffed bell peppers, gumbo, macaroni and cheese, turkey, just, I mean, anything you can think of is going to be there, a mixture of everything.
Yes. Pretty much, I mean, we're going to have some ham, we're going to have some turkey, we're going to have some turducken for the first time, which I'm excited about. Obviously, stuffing, mashed potatoes, pumpkin pie, the normal food for Thanksgiving. I mean, it's just perfect.
I'm glad the weigh-in's Thursday morning, so I'm going to have probably some turkey, some ham, cranberry sauce, macaroni and cheese, some greens, some stuffing. Then I got to have my other plate on the side with my desserts.
A lot of turkey, a lot of dressing. Not too much because I got business to handle Sunday, but I enjoy a nice amount of turkey dressing, pretty much a traditional Thanksgiving dinner.
I love cranberry sauce, like stuffing with some turkey, of course. And my grandma loved making sweet potato pies, and she made this other stuff called white potato pudding. You ever had that?